الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى to accept our meeting and guide us for knowledge from Al Quran Al Azim, سنة رسول الله. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى to make all this علم in our good skill, إن شاء الله تعالى. And to be safe in the hereafter from, inshallah ta'ala, the hellfire. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala enter all of us the Jannah, who is our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, let's we go for to study this hadith together and has a lot of benefits from this hadith. An Abi Tufayl radiallahu anhu arda al-hadith in Sahih Muslim. Abu Tufayl radiallahu anhu arda narrated one of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala kuntu inda Ali ibn Abi Talib. I was in a meeting of Ali of Abu Talib. Ali ibn Abi Talib, I was in a meeting with him. Fa'atahu rajul, a man came to him. Faqala ya Ali, ماذا أصر النبي إليك؟ The man, he came and entered the meeting of Ali in his khilafa, where he was a khalifa, رضي الله عنه وارضاه. And the man asked Ali, رضي الله عنه وارضاه, قال يا علي, ماذا أصر النبي إليك؟ What is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told you secretly? What is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told you secret? فغضب سيدنا علي. علي became angry from the man who asked him this question. قال ما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسر بلي شيئا قد كتمه عن الناس. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم never ever told me anything secretly, and he hid it, and he did not tell the other people about it. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم a messenger for all. He doesn't favor one over the other, or to give someone secret and to give another one secret, and he spread it, the deen, among the people secretly. But Allah commanded him to establish and proclaim the da'wah for everyone without hide any part of the deen. Never ever. قال تعالى في كتاب سورة المائدة, Allah says in سورة المائدة بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس, والله يعصمك من الناس, إن الله لا يحب لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. This beautiful ayah came from Allah تبارك وتعالى in سورة المائدة. Allah says, يا أيها الرسول. And Prophet Muhammad, why Allah did not say يا أيها النبي؟ Allah said here, يا أيها الرسول. And for example, another ayat, يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك وبناتك ونساء المؤمنين يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن ذلك أدنى أن يعرف فلا يؤذين. Oh, you prophet, قل, say, أمر, command لأزواجك, to your wife, وبناتك, to your daughters, ونساء المؤمنين. Who is the نساء المؤمنين? The woman of all. Okay, so they say come from every, for every what? مؤمن. يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن. So when they need to go outside to meet the strange people, they have to drop over them من جلابيبهن, from their clothes to cover the whole body, from the top all the way to the bottom. There is nothing in Islam for the sister
to come and pray without covering, without covering her legs, without covering her lips. There is sister, they came, and every masjid, I'm not specified in masjid Manat, in every masjid, they came and to pray with her a short skirt. There is no any permission in Sharia to permit any woman to pray or to show any part of her body. For the in especially when she pray and stand in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Yes, Allah is only created her, but Allah commanded her to cover. So it is general for everyone. But here in this ayah, Allah said, Ya ayyuha ar-rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. Oh, you messenger, Allah told the messenger. What is the difference between this and this? Rasul, Rasul, the one must commanded to give balagh, proclaiming the da'wah for everyone. He has a command from Allah to spread the da'wah for everyone. But al-Nabi is not like that. Al-Nabi, he could come only for certain people only. Like Sayyidina Musa came to children of Israel. He's a very Rasul. Some, a lot of prophets, they came and Allah did not command them to make balagh, to spread the da'wah. We have many, many. Sayyidina Zakariya, Sayyidina Sulaiman, Sayyidina Yaqub. So they came only for certain thing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded them. But Rasul are commanded by Allah to spread the da'wah in general, openly, not secretly. Because Allah, He warned His messenger in the second part of the ayah, وَإِن لَمْ تُبَلِّغْ. And if, وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَ. And if you don't do that, and you spread the da'wah for everyone, he did not convey his message, your messenger, his message, the message of Allah, the message of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So, and Allah la yahdi al-qawma al-kafirin, Allah will never guide those who are the disbelievers. So we know about that. So Sayyidina Ali is not favored. A lot of people today have said, for example, you may hear this hadith. Said, there is a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. What is the hadith, ya akhi? He said, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, Ana madinatul ilm. I am the city of the ilm, the knowledge. وعلي بابها. And Ali is the door of this city of knowledge. Fabrication. Fabrication. Is not only Ali رضي الله عنه وارضاه. Yes, he's from Ahl al-Bayt رضي الله عنه وارضاه. Yes, when we call, we كرم الله وجه. We said كرم الله وجه علي. Because when you ask the people, why only Ali to mention كرم الله وجهه, they fabricate another things. Because Ali, he never saw his private part. يا أخي يرحمك الله يا أخي. Don't, because you love someone, you have to go deep and you create something. Who in the whole entire world, even the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to show his private part. So the people claim, because certain Muslim, they want to favor the Ali over all the Sahaba, he said he is the door of this city of knowledge, and karram Allah wajha, meaning that he never saw his private part. يا أخي, come and send to Abdul Rashid. Come and send to Abdul Rashid. All your life, and you need, you are commanded by Tahara, and you need actually, and you, is there anyone, you say, they said he never ever saw his private part, his zakar. Subhanallah, they love Ali, they created the fabricate. La is not more than Ali in fiqh. There is a lot of Sahaba equal to Ali and more than him in fiqh. Ka'b al-Ahbar, Sayyidina Ka'b, where is Ibn Abbas? ترجمان القرآن رضي الله عنه وارضاه. Where is Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنه وارضاه. Where is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه وارضاه. Where is Abdullah ibn Zubayr رضي الله عنه وارضاه. Where is Abdullah ibn Amr ibn العاص رضي الله عنه وارضاه. Where is Anas ibn Malik. Where is Umar ibn al-Khattab, whom Allah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, al-faqih أو المحدث الملهم محدث ملهم meaning many time عمر said the word and Allah sent the Quran to confirm the word of عمر. So what do you think about this? What do you think? What do you think about this? Many time prove it. Sayyidina Umar, when he said a word, Allah is in the Quran based to the word of Umar to confirm his words. It's come from Allah. So Allah guided Umar to say the truth all the time and Allah confirmed his words. So don't tell me favor one Sahabi over the Sahabi. The Prophet used to choose Ali and he gave him secret. Listen, ya Ali, I want to tell you something secretly. So Sayyidina Ali, when the man asked him in the meeting, what is the messenger told you secretly, Ali? Ghadib. He became angry. قال ما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسر إلي بشيء يكتمه الناس. The Prophet never ever told me anything secretly while he hide it from the other people, while he conceal it from the other people. إلا أنه حدثني. Here is the answer. إلا, except that حدثني. What is the difference? What is the word of حدثني? Hadith. حدثني is mean he spoke to me in hadith. And when he said Shaykh Abdullah Al-Khuli حدثني, حدثني mean, and when you say حدثني and say, you have to take your tongue. حدثني, right, Shaykh Abdullah. So حدثني mean he spoke to me wa in front of everybody. That's called the hadith. That's why when he said hadith al Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what does that mean? Yeah? When the Prophet said the hadith, he said, they told what? All the believer in public. What is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him openly? He spoke hadith to him. So sometime the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while with the Sahaba, قال يا أبا ذر, he spoke to them by name. And he told him for something. Ya Ali. And he told him in front of the people, not secretly, because this is not the messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, proclaim it to all people openly, without secret anything, without keeping secret anything. Qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What? Qala ya Ali. He told him, ya Ali, radiallahu anhu arda. What happened? قال لعن الله من لعن والديه. Allah curse whoever curse his parents. Allah curse whoever curse his parents. And the curse is not to curse them by bad words. No, cursing, that's mean you reject it, you don't want to listen it. So this is actually a kind of disbelief the parents. You're not gonna be a beautiful to your parents. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من نظر إلى والديه شذرا أمسكت الملائكة بعرش الرحمن مخافة أن يسقط من غضب الله. Anyone spoke to his parents rough, tough, or curse them, the angel ran to hold the throne of Allah, because the throne of Allah will be shaking for any Muslim who curses his parents. So because they fear, the throne of Allah will be fall down because of the anger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Don't ever, وَإِن ظَلَمَاك, and listen to this, Brother Muhammad, before you leave. وَإِن ظَلَمَاك, even if they treat you unjustly. Why? Because when the mother die, يقول الله في علياء. Allah تبارك وتعالى spoke and he complete and cover the whole universe. Allah تبارك وتعالى قال ماتت التي كنا نرحمك من أجلها فاعمل صالحة نكرمك من أجله. The one who used to favor you, the one who used to give you mercy, she passed away. And we used to shower you with mercy. We used to cover all your sins. We used to forgive all of you. We used to give you mercy. We used to provide you. The one she used to pray for you, she passed away now. Go and prove yourself. Go and work hard about yourself. Because we used to, when she pray and raise her hand to Allah, oh my Lord, my son, my daughter, Allah accepted and forgive your sins because of her. But if she passed away, go and prove yourself now. You became poor. You have nothing, nothing in your hand. Go and prove, work hard now. Because nobody will favor you. You will be with you and you and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So be aware of this. Number one, that's hadith, openly hadith. Number two, the second hadith, وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ ذَبَحَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. And Allah curse anyone who slaughtered the animal for anyone beside Allah. People, certain Muslim group all over the world, they run cow, slaughter it. Ya Hussein, this is for you. Hussein, for you. This is for you, Ya Hussein. Ya Aba Abdullah, this is for you. Prime Minister, they go, people, they got cow or any camel or goat and they slaughter under the important people. Haram in Islam. Because Allah cleared it in the Quran. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. صَلَاتِي, your salah is for who? The salah for who? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَنُسُكِي, نُسُكِي, مناس, نُسُكِي. What is that? You slaughter the animal for who? Allah tabarak. Aqiqah, I have my child. You don't make it for aqiqah for your child. Yes, it is for, it's a ceremony to make it. But when you slaughter the animal, you slaughter for who? Allah. When you make the qurban, you make it for who? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You don't slaughter any animal for anyone. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah is not going to eat the meat. Allah is not going to take the fat or the blood of this. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, yuzakkika biha. Taskiyah, taskiyah to nafs, to purify yourself from the sins when you slaughter the animal for Allah. Number three, ولعن الله من آوى محدثا. And Allah cares who hide or take and protect someone who escaped from the justice. He killed someone and he told, don't worry, come, I have a big house, you will be hidden in my house to cover his sins and hide him from the justice. Haram in Islam. Anybody does any sense or anything, so you have to leave it for Islamic judge. We don't talk about our government today because they don't rule by Islamic Sharia. They rule by the French law. They rule by so and so. We talk about the justice in Islam. Or muhditha, or anyone who creates something newly in Islam. Bid'a, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man sanna sannatan hasanatan fil Islam, فَلَهُ أَجْرَهَا وَأَجْرَ مَنْ عَمَلَ بِهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whoever creates something good, sunnatan hasana, based to the teachings of the Prophet, not newly from himself. Sunnatan hasana, when you creating sunnatan hasana to teach the people, to transfer it to the people, from who? From Rasulullah. It is there. You don't bring anything new. It is in the sunnah. You publish it. You try to spread it all over the people. That's called sunnatul hasana. You came and he told me, Sheikh Abdul Rashid came to me, look at you, Sheikh Mustafa, the Prophet he said, so I will take it, I will give it to Sheikh Abdullah. Sheikh Abdullah give it to Sheikh Sa'd. Sheikh Sa'd give it to Brother Iqbal. That's mean you spread it. You have ajr and reward for it until the day of the judgment. That's mean if you transfer it to 100 generation, you will have the reward for 1 million years from now. It will be in your good skill because you are the one, you guide the people for it. On the opposite side, وَمَنْ سَنَّ سَنَّةٌ سَيِّئَةٌ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ فَلَهُ وِزْرَهَا وَوِزْرَ مَنْ عَمَلَ بِهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And whoever created anything bad newly in Islam, he has a sense. Allah will consider him as a sinner. And whoever take it from him, also he will carry the sins for any generation or any individual after him until the day of the judgment. Somebody told me, sunnatan sayyi'ah, that means it is a bid'ah hasana. There is nothing called bid'ah hasana, as we clear it before. Call it bid'ah hasana, bid'ah sayyi'ah, it's a bid'ah. There is nothing. Ala inna kulla bid'atin dalala. What does that mean? What did you understand? What is the meaning of ala inna kulla bid'atin dalala? What does that mean? It's bid'ah, and every bid'ah will be where? Is there the Prophet he divided to make some of it in the Jannah and some of it in the hellfire, or all the bid'ah will be in the hellfire? Last one before you leave. ولعن الله من غير منار الأرض, and Allah curses the one who change the mark of the land. You have a neighbor, and both of you have land together. You came in the night time to take some couple of inches, couple of meters, or get something from the land which belonged to your neighbor, to take it to your land. Or the government, or the Islamic government, state, they make a road for the people to guide them for the road. You came and you change the road to different area to mislead the people. This will be cursed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You are not allowed. You are a ummah to dwell the land and to give the benefits for all people. You cannot change the mark of the land at all. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to make all of us among those who listen and obey. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to guide us for knowledge and to make it in our good skill. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to help us to be a good believer. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to make all of us enter the highest level of al-Jannah, Jannah al-Firdaus with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us all of us neighbor to our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah al-Firdaus. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to protect all our family member. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اهدي أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين, وارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم, لا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر. اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم الأموات, والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم الأموات. اللهم يا رب العرش العظيم, تولنا في عبادك الصالحين, ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك وارحمنا. انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. اللهم اعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين, وارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم, ولا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر. وتقبلنا يا رب العالمين في عبادك الصالحين. أسأل الله العظيم لي ولكم المغفرة والثواب إن شاء الله تعالى. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.